The issue with the human trafficking here is that usually they don't convict anyone. Some cases have been filed, but it has been dismissed. Some of the victims, either Filipinos, Chinese, or Bangladesh, chose to go home because there's not a safe haven for them to stay here. So this is one of the issues that they will also be discussing during the task force or trying to address, because victims of human trafficking has no protection. And so some of them will give up on the cases because they have to. They rather choose to go home than stay here without jobs, without a place to stay.
So generally speaking, are we talking about people who are being trafficked into Palau, or are there cases of people who are being trafficked through Palau and go on to a third nation?
No, it is foreign workers coming to Palau. And a big chunk of Palau's labor force is composed of foreign workers from the Philippines, Bangladesh, and recently workers from China. So this is the issue, the foreigners who get trafficked to come here. And some of the cases are those who are working in karaoke bars.
So part of the problem, therefore, is that employers in Palau are all too willing to recruit these people because I guess that they're cheap.
Yes, that's true. The cases in the past involved women who, for example, in the Philippines, thought that they will come as waitresses. And then when they come here, they work in karaoke bars. Karaoke bars means some are forced into prostitution, has to work in the bars selling drinks. And some of the cases are that they are not paid wages that they thought they were going to be paid. Two cases has been filed recently, a case of human trafficking. The details are still being sent to us.
So in essence, what we're talking about is bringing more cases to court when perhaps in the past, as you've suggested, that too many cases have slipped under the radar. The officials have turned a blind eye.
Yes, and also that they do more of protecting the victims of human trafficking and changing some of the laws and giving it more teeth. I think that's also one of the approach that they will be trying with this task force.
What about the victims themselves? Under this new regime, will they be given the opportunity to stay in Palau, or will they inevitably be sent back to their countries of origin?
Most of the cases here in the past are sent home. Most of them, actually, on my personal point of view, they get tired and they rather go home than stay in Palau, because under the Palau laws, actually, you cannot transfer from one employer to another. It has to be based on certain criteria, like your employer is facing a criminal case, or your employer died, or the employer closed down your businesses. Some of the cases will take years. It will put a toll on the victim, so they'd rather go home. And also the issue is the so-called runaways. Where do they go? There's no safe house for them to go to.